Hello and welcome to another episode of Inside the Sleeves podcast. I'm your host, Umair Ahmed. I'm really excited for this episode. We have Becky from EMPSN and Craig, our very own from NetSweeper. We're here to discuss the amazing work EMPSN and NetSweeper has been doing together for several years. And we're here to highlight some of the amazing work, what they've been up to, and what the future holds. So before we jump into it, Becky, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and also introduce EMPSN for the individuals in the audience who are not aware of EMPSN?
Sure. I'm Becky Phelps. I'm the Marcoms lead here at EMPSN, who I've been with for sort of nearly 5 years now. And EMPSN are an organisation that have been around for 20 years now. It's a not-for-profit organisation working within the East Midlands, predominantly where schools and providing internet connectivity and IT services. Originally, it started out as part of the regional broadband consortiums back in the early 2000s, and part of that initiative was to deliver broadband infrastructure out into communities. And really, for us, we haven't strayed far from that. So that's a large part of the work that we continue to do. So we engage with the Department for Education, the Department for Culture, Media and Sport to deliver connectivity into rural areas. So up in the Peak District, out to Lincolnshire, and wherever it's needed and wherever the school communities need it. It's a really good organisation to be working for and to be able to see how it's benefiting schools and the school communities.
Yeah, definitely some amazing work you guys are doing at EMPSN, Becky. Craig, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and maybe also speak about how the partnership came to be with EMPSN?
Hi, so I'm Craig Butler. I'm the UK account manager for NetSweeper and long-term account manager for EMPSN. The relationship with EMPSN has been going over for 15 plus years now, long-term partners of NetSweeper. And we love working with EMPSN because they bring a lot of energy to their customers and definitely bring and highlight the strong points around what we can offer around filtering and monitoring, especially in these pandemic times as well. We've very much been leaning on EMPSN to get the word out about how our services can be used. So we're honoured to really work with EMPSN and long may that continue.
What really stands out for me about EMPSN is that obviously it's a broadband service that is solving challenges for schools and protecting children online and offline. That's what really stands out. And also obviously EMPSN does more than that in terms of providing service. But also what stands out is the longevity. Been there since 2000. Can you speak about how EMPSN has evolved over the years? Not necessarily diving too deep into the history, obviously.
Sure.
Lots to talk about since 22 years almost, but maybe the main takeaways, what the direction is for EMPSN and how it fits into NetSweeper in the end.
Yeah, sure. So I think for EMPSN, the goal has always been, you know, secure connections for the public good. It's always been about doing what is right for the schools, what's right for the communities. And as I said earlier, we really haven't strayed from that. That has been consistent throughout. So although broadband connectivity and the options available, that's changed over the years. Of course it has, as has the web filtering options. But actually what we've done as an organisation is continue to adapt and meet those changes, to constantly evaluate what we're offering schools, what we're offering the communities that we're working with, and really provide them the best value, but also the most appropriate option for what they need. This is about delivering the right product, the right solution for what they need. And it isn't one size fits all. So part of it is about engaging with programs being run by central government, which is about creating a more level playing field for the schools and communities that we work with for the type of network and broadband infrastructure that they can access. And I see NetSweeper as a really big part of that because NetSweeper creates that safe environment. It's about offering a filtering option that isn't, it's not just a tick box. It's about another company that is truly trying to do the right thing for schools, truly trying to protect young people and educators as well.
And I think what I really like about EMPSN is over the years it has partnered with, you know, IWF, just like NetSweeper, and then combining other grids. Maybe you can speak about that as well.
So EMPSN has a lot of national partnerships. I work with the National Education Network, which is all of the what used to be termed as grids. We're now all independent organisations. Also a part of National Cybersecurity Centre as well. And we partner with the National Grid for Learning. You know, for us, working with those organisations means that we can get the latest e-safety information and the latest e-safety tools to the schools. And as a not-for-profit, we're doing that free of charge. We're doing it because we know it's in the best interest of the schools, and it's what's going to keep their networks safe and secure.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff. And obviously collaborating with, you know, International Wi-Fi Foundation, you know, working together, that's what really matters, and protecting children, that's what NetSweeper is about, and that's what this partnership really stands out. Craig, and maybe Becky, you can take on this as well. Now, response to the pandemic obviously has been over a year and a half, and schools have, and especially in the UK, have shifted to remote learning. Craig, can you speak about how that affected schools, and also how NetSweeper was able to come in and help for EMPS and schools in general?
Yeah, of course I can. So back end of last March, EMPSM reached out to us around obviously the need for remote filtering. It's not the first project we've undertook with them. There's obviously been massive changes within education and how filtering works. So this isn't our first project with EMPSM, but we work quite closely with them to basically take what they do from a network level filter and to a client-based approach that could be rolled out remotely to devices and allow them to implement the filtering policies in the e-safety protection that EMPSN offers to its customers across all the major OSs. What that meant for EMPSN's customers, they were able to obviously access safe internet connections that EMPSN have been providing for 20 years and know that their end users, both staff and students, were safely connected to the internet, blocking any illicit content, but also from a reporting standpoint as well, being able to monitor and report on the traffic that their end users went on. Now, obviously, like everything, and these projects grow, and I'm sure when we first started this out, Becky, we thought this was only going to be a few months, but the product has developed, and we've pushed that out across many different operating systems over that period of time. And as things have changed as well, we've had to kind of adapt the product to suit the requirements as well. So it kind of falls in line what we've always done with EMPSN. We're very lucky, as I said before, to have EMPSN as a partner. The NetSweeper platform, as you see today, is a part of a combination of work between the other grids that we work with and EMPSN to grow the product into what it is today. And a lot of the feature requests and a lot of the things that EMPSN customers ask for are in the product today, based on kind of the requirements that EMPSN see down at the kind of the co-face with their schools and what they're asking for. So yeah, it's from a remote filtering point of view, it's been a very, very successful time, I would say, in terms of being able to deploy that. And we love getting in the trenches and working on these projects with organizations like EMPSN to enable their end users to carry on teaching, because schools didn't close. Obviously, things were still happening. So we needed to support EMPSN in that project.
I think in terms of response to the pandemic, the biggest thing that we've had to do as an organization, but then also working with NetSweeper to do this as well, is to constantly listen to the schools and what the schools need, adapt what we offer in terms of products, in terms of service, in terms of support to what the schools need. And to be honest, over the last year, gosh, we had no idea what was going to happen, did we really?
No one did.
Exactly. So, you know, a year later, that the goalposts have changed probably 50 times in that time. But the important thing is that we constantly listen and adapt and address the issues or the challenges that are coming up and find solutions for the schools that are going to work for them. And what's so great about working with NetSweeper is that you're straight on it, you know, and that's what we expect from a service provider that's on our network. I think we're quite challenging in that respect. That's, I think, how we get the best work done, really, is constantly sort of challenge each other. And that challenge is coming directly from the schools. We're just relaying that information. But, you know, we're three lockdowns in so far. And I think blended learning changes that we've worked with NetSweeper on the remote filtering, I think they're here to stay. I think pandemic has changed learning irreversibly so. I don't think anybody knows what it's going to look like in the future yet. But yeah, Everyone's learned a lot in the last year.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point, you know, how times are changing. And I think remote filtering came with the need for schools under EMPSN in general, all around. It kind of came with a curse and a blessing. Obviously, everything needed to be done quick, especially in the UK. And with that, the infrastructure set up for customers that are of NetSuite or any EMPSN or likewise. And I think that once that infrastructure is set up, schools can find more appropriate ways to teach, not just one way of, you know, in school. And I think that sets them up for future. Now, my question is, especially in the UK, there's multi-academy trust, different school board systems, definitely different from US and Canada. What was the most important challenge you had to solve when it came to remote filtering from either of those school systems? And how quickly were EMPS and NetSuite were able to solve that challenge? Maybe Craig, you can take on that.
The main challenges are rapid deployment. Sadly, we didn't have time to think about a longer term strategy. It's obviously about getting boots on the ground and getting something up and working for schools to be able to use. So time is obviously the first issue. Then you also have the other issue with, well, there isn't a uniform operating system used widely in England, Wales, in Scotland. It's very much a mixture of all different devices. So ultimately, you need to have something that's going to cover all the operating systems. And with our client filter, we're in a very lucky position where we have the Windows, Chrome, macOS, iOS, and Android operating systems available for the client filter. So again, another challenge that we've been able to overcome is having it across all the major operating systems from day one of the pandemic. And like I said, the next challenge is obviously getting everyone to collaborate together. And that, again, is not always easy in pandemic times. Obviously, no one really knew how things were going to be looking. Video conferencing was probably something that all of us kind of that with a shudder in the beginning, but it's become kind of normal day-to-day working. So certainly allowed us to obviously move very quickly in this and get this out quickly were, I would say, the main challenges. Again, from an infrastructure point of view, these solutions need to be very flexible. So having a system that theoretically backhauls all the traffic back through EMPSN's network through a school. Again, some of these schools are quite rural and don't necessarily have high upload speed. So we had to have a solution that basically fitted students' access, whether it be on a fiber connection or just a standard ADSL line. So lots and lots of things. And luckily enough for us, we had EMPSN by our side talking us through the challenges that the schools were facing, because as you'll find in the UK, it's sadly not one size fits all. And then what might be appropriate for one school certainly isn't appropriate for all of them. It's that flexibility that we needed. And EMPSN were able to guide us in the right direction in terms of what their customers need.
I think you're completely right, Craig, in terms of one size doesn't fit all. That's definitely the case in the East Midlands. As I've said before, you know, we've got small rural schools, sort of less than 50 pupils out in the Peak Districts or Derbyshire and Lincolnshire. Equally, we've got inner city schools, inner city mats that are thousands of pupils strong with, you know, fibre access on their doorstep or directly to their premises. So, you know, you're working with schools that have completely different infrastructure in terms of their technology within their schools. In terms of the pandemic, I would agree that rolling out really quickly and adapting the filtering that schools had to device level filtering was probably the biggest challenge over the last year. Outside of the pandemic, when we're talking about multi-academy trust, I think the biggest challenge is actually multi-site access. So that is where filtering needs to be controlled and managed across several sites that might not even be in the same region necessarily, and they might be primary, secondary, special, or the units as well. But being able to control that centrally long term, I think, is going to be really important. And that's a challenge, I think. Craig, have you done much work with that?
From our point of view, obviously, remote filtering is here to stay. Like I said, it's connecting all the dots together. Ultimately, also, we don't necessarily always have people with technical expertise in terms of these deployments. If you look at the DfE and rolling out of the devices, again, we had to kind of jump on that. But yeah, I think with what you're saying, it's about joining up those dots, varying different sizes of deployments that we've obviously had to look at as well. Yeah. I'm not quite sure if I answered your question
properly. No, I think you did. I think for the listeners, you know, that you kind of highlighted the vast majority of differences within schools. Very challenging for some companies to just focus on, you know, large or small schools, like under 50 students. So ability to NetSuite just come in and solve all challenges, whether that be scaling really quickly, providing remote filtering for schools under 50, and then quickly scaling that to over 400 students, and then providing up to par reporting is just very unique. And working with MPSN, from what I heard, is really solved the problem.
Yeah, I think, again, it's just back to both organizations that are, EMPSN and NetSweep are constantly looking to listen, adapt, and meet the needs of the schools, irrespective of where they are, irrespective of their size, and irrespective of whether there's a pandemic or not. And I think that's testament to our long working relationship of, over 15 years. That's how we keep it successful and we keep it going.
So, Becky, question for you. What is EMPSN continuing to do to meet the needs of schools during the pandemic and for the future?
Yeah, sure. So we're constantly listening and adapting to schools. But one thing we're engaging with the National Grid for Learning at the moment is the Digital Divide campaign and the Bridge the Divide. And that is an initiative run by Government, as where they're delivering laptops to those most in need in schools. And the National Grid for Learning is procuring those laptops, and our schools are going to be able to have access to order those as well. So if there are still schools that need access to laptops and equipment, they'll be able to get that. And again, this is a not-for-profit. This is just making sure that schools have what they need for long-term blended learning. And I really see that as something that is going to remain a focal point in education for the next couple of years. Certainly now that it's been tried and tested, and I think over the next couple of years, it's going to really focus on the strategy behind that. We've all talked about how we had to kind of adapt very quickly, and maybe there wasn't the long-term planning a year ago, but a year in, we're seeing how technology really can change the way schools operate and the way that young people learn. So I think there's going to be a lot of thinking about how to embed that into schools' technology long-term.
I think it's obviously a great project that EMPSN are doing, and it's certainly an area I think that, I think we all can get behind, whether it's NetSweep or any of our other competitors. Definitely an area which, if we're going to take one kind of highlight of the pandemic, is probably push technology along from a teaching aspect, maybe 5-6 years. So I think we can all get behind that. Great campaign to get behind.
So I know that long term, we've also been working with NetSweep on some improvements to our network as well. Craig, can you talk about those a bit more?
Obviously, like anything, the product needs to adapt with the requirements that schools have. Obviously, filtering is an ever-changing landscape, as well as the World Wide Web. We've been making some changes to the EMPSN setup that we have, and we've brought in some kind of, I think, some really cool features for EMPSN schools to take advantage of. Well, I think the single biggest one is really the move for zero-touch BYOD, so the ability to be able to filter the BYOD traffic without the need for complicated explicit proxy details. Now, for anyone that has ever dealt with filtering in the past, they'll know that it's always complicated when bringing unmanaged devices onto the network. So this definitely serves a challenge for EMPSN's customers and for all those devices that have been sent home and are going to be coming back on the network. Again, this would be a perfect situation where they'll be able to take advantage of that. And we're also pushing out some easier function tools for EMPSN customers to manage their policies as well. So we have a simple group manager now that allows you to quickly make changes to policies and basically make them on the fly without the need to go through a support desk. And those functionalities can be handed to teachers as well to be able to make changes if they're blocked from content. Again, from our standpoint, obviously the product that we've delivered through EMPSN is obviously constantly adapting, and all EMPSN customers get to take advantage of NetSweeper's real-time categorization on all content, as well as the 47 different languages that we filter against as well. So yeah, some of these are coming to EMPSN customers, and some of them have already been adapted into the product, and you can use these from today anyway. But yeah, anyone looking to talk to us about that, then obviously reach out to EMPSN and we're certainly happy to have a conversation around that.
Definitely a lot of great stuff, Craig. Before we wrap up, Becky or Craig, any closing thoughts?
Not really for me, other than to just say it's been great working with you and long may it continue. You know, I think the schools get the best when heads come together and we work together to find solutions to their challenges. So yeah, let's keep doing it.
I echo that sentiment as well. Obviously, it's been a pleasure working with EMPSM for the last 15 years and what they brought to the product over that period of time. We certainly couldn't have done it without them. It's obviously great working with EMPSM.
Thank you so much, Becky and Craig. I think this is a really interesting conversation, and for schools to know what EMPSM has been working on. And I think it really highlights how also NetSweeper is able to partner with several organizations, great organizations, just like EMPSM and many other. So thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope all of you enjoyed this conversation. If you have not listened to the previous episode, please check them out on Spotify or Google Podcasts and hit subscribe to stay updated on all news related to NetSweeper. Make sure to give us a follow on any of our social platforms. We're active on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening. Until next time.